You're listening to Apricity, Chapter 16, Run a Tight Circus. They pulled up at the zoo, and Stephanie texted her sister Kim, who was bringing her four kids to meet them. Hey, we're at the zoo. Where are you at?
We had to run an errand. We're just passing Hayden's,
she texted back. Of course. My sister is still 45 minutes away, which is funny, since she only lives 20 minutes from here, Stephanie moaned. She turned to the kids. Kay, listen up. She had to shout so her voice went all the way to the back. Levi and Trey, you're buddies. Levi whined.
I wanted to be buddies with Caden.
Sorry, you have to be at least 12 to have a younger buddy, she called back. Charlotte and Emery, you are buddies. She turned to Chris. Who does that leave?
I think that leaves us the four youngest,
Chris replied. Did you bring a stroller? She asked.
Oops,
Chris said. Hey, Stephanie hollered. I didn't say get out yet. We need to go in together so we can pay. Okay, you may stand right next to the van and hold your buddy's hand.
Do we seriously have to hold hands, Mom?
Trey moaned. No, I'd be okay with a good grip on his arm.
How about a headlock?
Chris suggested. Don't tempt him, Stephanie warned. Okay, big kids, unbuckle a little kid. Ready, go.
Sorry about the stroller,
Chris said apologetically. It's fine. You're back, not mine, Stephanie quipped. Chris groaned.
Ugh.
Just kidding, Stephanie soothed. I actually have a double. Caleb can walk. They all clambered out of the van. Charlotte handed Amara to Chris while Stephanie pulled the stroller out of the back, and then they buckled in the two littlest. Caleb and Caden, grab a hand or a handle, Stephanie directed. Caleb knew the drill, so he grabbed a hold of the side of the stroller. Chris took Caden's hand, and they walked through the parking lot towards the entrance.
We're a circus,
Chris muttered under his breath. I'm always a circus. Welcome to the show, Stephanie jested. Chris smiled.
I can juggle.
I'll keep that in mind. When they got to the gate, Chris pulled out his wallet.
We've got two adults,
he said to the employee at the entrance.
And?
Four adults, Stephanie corrected.
Okay, four adults and six kids,
Chris amended. Five kids, Stephanie said to the employee, and one who's under three. She turned to Chris. But who said you get to pay for everyone? Chris shrugged.
It makes sense for me to pay. When we merge finances, then we won't have as much debt to pay off.
Stephanie was taken aback by his comment. When we merge finances, she echoed.
Yeah,
he replied casually. Stephanie stood stunned at the gate. She didn't realize everyone else had moved forward until Chris called.
Are you coming?
Stephanie hurried and pushed the stroller over to where they were standing. Levi leaned over to Trey.
What does it mean to merge finances?
He asked. Trey shrugged, although Stephanie was sure he knew what it meant. How much was it? Stephanie asked. Chris shrugged. Hey, that's not what merging finances is supposed to look like. Tell me, how much did you pay?
$155,
Chris replied obediently. Ouch, Stephanie cringed. Chris shrugged again. Sorry, we're so expensive, Stephanie apologized.
It's fine. You own your house,
he smiled at her. A zoo employee wearing a green polo and matching cap walked over to them. She asked,
Do you need a map, honey?
Can we get three? Stephanie replied. She handed one to each of the two oldest kids. The employee said,
Oh, you have such a lovely family.
Chris gave Stephanie a sidelong glance as the employee went on.
Would you like me to snap a picture?
Sure, Stephanie said. She took her phone out, opened the camera, and handed it to the lady. They all stood close together and the employee took a few pictures, then handed the phone back to her.
Eight children. Wow, you are prolific,
the employee bubbled. Chris stifled a laugh. Thank you, Stephanie said politely, and the employee walked away toward another group who was entering the zoo. Okay, stay with your buddies, Stephanie commanded, and answer your phones if I call you. It is 10:45 now. We will meet at the pavilion for lunch at 11:30, and Aunt Kim and her kids will be here by then. Do you know where the pavilions are? They are right there, Stephanie pointed. They have the red flags on top. You can't miss them. If you get lost at any time, go to the pavilions and wait. Everyone show me where the pavilions are. Everyone pointed except for Levi, who was distracted, watching a couple of ostriches who were pacing the nearby fence and bobbing their heads up and down. Levi, where are the pavilions? Levi shrugged. Trey whacked him with the back of his hand and pointed at the pavilions. Levi pointed too. Okay, see you there at... The kids answered in a bored tone.
11:30.
Okay, have fun, Stephanie said, and the big kids ran off.
You're good,
Chris commented. No, I just run a tight ship, Stephanie replied.
You run a tight circus, you mean?
They had a good time walking around the zoo. First, they looked at the monkeys. Amara was so excited, and Chris got her out of the stroller so she could see better. Matthew was jealous, so he bent down and unbuckled Matthew and picked him up, too. He held them both up to the window. You're going to hurt your back, Stephanie chided.
You're right, I am,
he agreed, handing Amara to her. They walked over to the lemurs, with Caleb and Caden walking beside them. Stephanie pushed the stroller with one hand as she carried Amara. She let go of it and walked over to the first cage, but as she walked away, the stroller tilted back because of the weight of two diaper bags hanging on the back. Chris tried to warn her.
Hey, Katie, I mean...
He put his hand over his face. Stephanie had seen the stroller tip out of her peripheral vision. She walked back to the stroller, tipped it up, and moved a bag from the handle to the seat. She wasn't sure how she felt about having just been called Katie, but judging by the look on Chris's face, he felt much worse about it.
I'm sorry,
he said quietly after she walked over next to him.
I told you, I'm terrible with names.
He looked so miserable about it that Stephanie smiled and said, It's okay. She wrapped her free arm around his waist and leaned into him. After the monkeys, they went to the aviary to see all of the exotic birds. They had to leave the stroller outside, so they each held two little hands. Stephanie was sad she didn't get to hold Chris's hand. They had fun pointing out all of the colorful birds. Look, Amara, bird, Stephanie said. Amara clapped and pointed. Suddenly, a big white blob fell from the ceiling right down the front of Chris's shirt. Stephanie burst out laughing. But Chris didn't think it was funny at all. He looked downright horrified. Stephanie couldn't stop laughing as she said, Come on, I have wipes in the stroller. They walked out of the aviary, still holding on to four little hands. When they reached the stroller, Stephanie buckled the two littlest in their seat, while Chris stood stiff looking at the white spot on his shirt. Stephanie searched through her diaper bag until she found a package of wipes. She pulled one out and began wiping the left front side of Chris's shirt for him. You really don't like getting messy, do you?
Do you know anyone who likes getting pooped on?
He said grumpily. Stephanie laughed and shook her head. She pulled out another wipe and continued wiping his shirt. After a moment, he relaxed a little. Then he gave Stephanie that weird look again. She stopped suddenly and pulled out another wipe and put it in his hand so he could finish cleaning his shirt. She walked over to a trash can and threw away the used wipes. When Stephanie walked back over to the stroller, she asked, Where's Caden? Chris glanced around. Stephanie started to look around, too. Caleb was standing by the stroller, holding on to the side of it. Caleb, do you know where Caden went? Caleb shook his head. Chris exclaimed. It's fine. You go look that way. I will take the kids and walk around the other side. Chris hurried off around the back of the aviary, and Stephanie pushed the stroller around to the front. Caden, she called. She had only made it a quarter of the way around when Chris met up with her. Stephanie was not in full panic mode yet, but she could tell Chris was headed in that direction. It's okay. You go look through the aviary, and I will keep looking out here. Chris hesitated. You know what? I will look in the aviary. You take the stroller.
No, it's fine. I got it.
He hurried into the building. Stephanie walked the rest of the way around the back and glanced down the other paths. As she rounded the last corner back to the front of the building, Chris came back out through the doors. He was still alone, and now he had deep stress wrinkles in his forehead.
He wasn't in there,
Chris said, out of breath. Stephanie spotted a zoo employee. He was a few yards away, sweeping popcorn off the path. Here, stay with the stroller. She jogged over to the employee. We lost our little boy. He's 7 and has blonde hair. The employee pulled a walkie-talkie from his belt.
We've got a missing child. 7-year-old boy with blonde hair.
His name is Caden, Stephanie added.
Name of Caden,
the employee said into the walkie-talkie. Chris walked up with the stroller and the employee asked them.
What's he wearing?
Stephanie looked at Chris.
I don't remember,
Chris said, rubbing his forehead.
I'm not the one who got him dressed this morning.
Stephanie remembered the picture and pulled out her phone. She opened up her gallery and showed the employee.
Which kid is he?
He said. Stephanie zoomed the picture in. This one. He's wearing a red t-shirt and jeans. The employee spoke into his walkie-talkie.
Missing child wearing a red t-shirt and jeans. That's a 7-year-old boy with blonde hair wearing a red t-shirt and jeans. Name of Caden.
Stephanie's phone rang. It was Trey. Hey, Stephanie breathed.
Mom, where are you?
Trey said.
We're waiting for you. Aunt Kim's already here.
Oh, Trey, we're looking for Caden. We can't find him, Stephanie explained.
He's here with us at the pavilion,
Trey said nonchalantly. Why didn't you say that first? Stephanie spluttered. She turned to Chris. He's with the other kids at the pavilion. Chris let out a big sigh of relief as the employee got back on his walkie-talkie.
Missing child has been found. I repeat, the missing child has been found.
Thank you, Stephanie said to the employee, and they hurried off towards the pavilion. I'm not so tight of a circus after all, Stephanie confessed, as they hurried towards the front of the zoo.
It was my act that went missing,
Chris admitted. I'm just glad we found him, Stephanie said. When they reached the pavilion, Caden was sitting at one of the long picnic tables with Emery and Kim's youngest son, Ty, who was 7. Levi and Brayden, who was 9, were trying to pound the younger kids' hands with their fists, and the other kids would move their hands away quickly so they wouldn't get hit. They were all laughing. Kim had a girl that was Charlotte's age, and the two tweens were chatting excitedly. Hey, you made it, Stephanie said as she hugged Kim. Where's Cruz? Stephanie asked, noticing Kim's oldest son wasn't there.
He's too old to go to the zoo with his family,
Kim replied, sounding annoyed. Ah, don't let Trey hear you, Stephanie shushed.
I heard it,
Trey piped in from where he was sitting at the edge of a nearby picnic table.
She doesn't give me a choice,
he grumbled.
Hey, you should call Cruz to come pick you up. He just got his license,
Kim bubbled. Kim, Stephanie snapped. She was not excited about the idea of Trey going with Cruz in his car.
Loosen up, they'll be fine,
Kim assured her.
Mom, can I?
Trey pleaded. Stephanie looked at Chris. The front of his shirt was still wet.
Are you wanting me to tell you what to do?
He asked. No. Yes, maybe, Stephanie admitted.
I'd say let him go.
Chris shrugged. You're just trying to get on his good side, Stephanie accused.
Maybe.
Okay, you can go, Stephanie capitulated. But don't do anything stupid. She pointed a finger at Trey, and he rolled his eyes. Chris let out a short laugh like he didn't think it was possible for two teenage boys not to do anything stupid. Stephanie glared at him. Chris shrugged. Chris, this is Kim, Stephanie introduced her sister. And her kids, Ty, Brayden, and Kinsley. Chris gave an awkward wave just as Emery started screaming. Apparently, she hadn't pulled her hand away fast enough, and it had been pounded hard by Brayden. Stephanie hurried over to check on Emery. Kim scolded Brayden from where she was sitting, a couple tables over.
You stop that. We don't hit.
After a little hug, Emery was all better. Chris walked over to talk to Caden. He squatted down, so he was eye level with him.
Hey, why'd you wander off?
He asked. Caden shrugged.
We were really worried about you. Don't do that again,
Chris gently corrected. Caden gave him a hug.
Sorry, Dad,
he said. Kim was watching them.
That was about the sweetest thing I've ever seen,
she smiled at Stephanie.
I think he's a good one.
Stephanie smiled and nodded. Chris looked at them and scowled. Clearly, he had heard them talking about him. Stephanie passed out sandwiches. She was about to hand Amara one when she caught a whiff of something. She unbuckled her and handed her to Chris. Then she handed him the diaper bag.
Thanks,
he said sarcastically and went to find the bathroom. When he came back, he commented,
Can I just say it's totally sexist when men's bathrooms don't have changing tables?
I agree, Stephanie said, handing him a sandwich and half a sandwich for Amara. Chris sat down at the picnic table next to Caden and put Amara down next to him on his other side, so Stephanie sat next to Kim at the next table. After a few minutes, Chris called.
Hey, Katie, do you have another half sandwich for Amara? I guess she was hungry.
Stephanie stared at him. This time he didn't even realize he had done it.
Dad,
Caden said.
What?
Chris asked. Kim leaned towards Stephanie.
Who's Katie?
Stephanie walked over to Chris and handed him a sandwich. I guess you found a new nickname for me.
Huh?
He said, looking confused. Then he cringed.
Did I just call you Katie again?
Stephanie pursed her lips and nodded. He hung his head in shame.
I'm really sorry.
She just nodded again, and then she went to sit back down next to Kim.
I'm guessing Katie is the late wife,
Kim asked quietly. Stephanie shut her eyes and nodded again. After lunch, Charlotte, Emery, and Kinsley went off to go to the butterfly house. Brayden, Levi, and Ty wanted to go see the reptiles.
Can I go too, Dad? Can I please go with them?
Caden begged.
Sure. In fact, I can take you.
He turned to Stephanie.
I can take the boys.
Me too, Mom. Can I go too?
Stephanie hesitated.
It's okay. I can count to 5.
Chris encouraged. Okay, good luck, Stephanie said. So the five boys went to see the reptiles with Chris, while Kim and Stephanie took Matthew and Amara to see the lions.
Oh my heavens, Stephanie,
Kim said once Chris was out of earshot.
He is so cute.
Stephanie smiled.
And nice. Oh, I can count to five. What is that all about?
It's been a really good day, Stephanie sighed. After a while, Chris called Stephanie.
Hey, where are you at?
He asked. We're at the playground, Stephanie replied.
Perfect, I'll meet you there.
Then Stephanie heard him yell.
Hey, you guys gotta wait for us.
Then to Stephanie, he said out of breath.
See you in a bit.
He hung up. Stephanie laughed. He sounds a little flustered, she said to Kim. A few minutes later, Levi, Brayden, and Ty came running up the path towards the playground. Chris was a full 30 seconds behind them with Caleb and Caden. He looked exhausted. How'd that counting work out for you? Stephanie asked.
I didn't lose anyone this time,
Chris reported.
Would have been fine if you had,
Kim said.
My kids have their phones and they're not cute enough to kidnap anymore.
Now you tell me,
Chris said as he sat down on the bench on the other side of Stephanie. Amara brought Chris a handful of wood chips.
Thanks, Marmar,
he smiled. Caleb and Matthew joined in, piling wood chips into Chris's hand.
So how did you meet?
Kim asked. I told you, we met at the park, Stephanie answered. Actually, just like this. She laughed as Amara held out a little handful of wood chips for her.
Seriously? You just bumped into each other at the park one day and were like, hey, your wife's dead and my husband's dead, we should date,
Kim quipped. Stephanie smacked Kim's arm with the back of her hand.
Isn't that what people do?
I guess when you're widowed with six kids, it's your only option, huh?
Kim asked. Caleb, who was listening to their conversation, piped in.
He's mommy's.
Chris dropped his handful of wood chips so he could cover Caleb's mouth. Caleb mumbled through Chris's hand.
What?
Kim said.
Do you have a secret? Caleb, baby, what did you say?
Even though Chris had removed his hand, Caleb looked too scared to say it again.
Yeah!
Matthew announced. Chris put his hands over his face, embarrassed.
What did he say?
Kim asked. I have no idea, Stephanie lied, trying to keep a straight face.
Teacher?
Kim asked Matthew. Caleb and Matthew nodded enthusiastically. Kim looked at Stephanie accusingly.
You're dating your teacher?
She started laughing. Stephanie shook her head annoyed as Chris gave her another sidelong glance.
I can't believe you. I knew you were not telling me the whole story. So what do you teach?
She asked Chris.
Physics,
Chris said plainly.
Ooh, physics,
Kim teased. Stephanie rolled her eyes as Kim went on.
You always were the teacher's pet.
Kim, stop, Stephanie groaned. Kim smiled and shook her head. She didn't say anything else, but her eyes said she was enjoying getting a rise out of Stephanie. Stephanie laid her head on Chris's shoulder, and he hesitantly grabbed her hand.
You guys are so awkward,
Kim pointed out. Stephanie glared at her. After the playground, everyone was tired, so they said goodbye to Kim and loaded up in the van to head over to Stephanie's parents' house for dinner.